Saturday, 13 week in ordinary time 2. The first reading from the book of the prophet Amos, chapter 9, verses 11 to 15. Thus say the Lord, on that day I will raise up the fallen heart of David. I will wind up its breaches, raise up its ruin, and rebuild it as in the days of old, that they may conquer what is left of Edom, and all the nations that shall bear my name. Say I, the Lord, who will do this, that days are coming, say the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the vintage him who sowed the seed. The zoot of grapes shall drip down the mountain, and all the hills shall run with it. I shall bring about the restoration of my people Israel. They shall rebuild and inhabit their ruined cities, plant vineyards and drink the wine, set out gardens and eat the fruits. I will plant them upon their own ground. Never again shall they be plucked from the land I have given them, say I, the Lord your God. A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 14 to 17. The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, why do we and the Pharisees fast much? But your disciples do not fast. Jesus answered them, can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and they will fast. No one patches an old cloak with a piece of unshrunken cloth, for it fullness pulled away from the cloak, and the tear get worse. People do not put a new wine into old wineskins, otherwise the skin bursts, the wine spills out, and the skin are ruined. Rather, they pour new wine into fresh wine skin, and both are reserved. Sharing first the theme. Don't be so blind and stubborn. Sin are hardly to avoid as long as a person remaining in the place. The important point is that a person must recognize his sin to repent, to ask God for forgiveness, and to know how to take advantage of all God's grace so that he can live a better life every day. The one who doesn't view God's grace and accept his sins, how can he receive God's forgiveness and live a better life every day? Today's reading wants to wake up people so that they can recognize their sins against God and view God-given opportunities to become better. In the first reading, the prophet Amos predicted the glorious days of David's reign shall be back. The scattered Israelites from all directions shall joyfully return to re-establish the nation. the Gentiles shall be added on, and the number of those who believe in God shall increase when the Messiah reigns comes. In the Gospel, when John Baptist's disciple questioned Jesus about no fasting, he answered them, "Fasting must be on time and on dry occasion. People are only fasting when they recognize that they are sinful and live away from God. But they must be joyful and cheerful, eating and drinking when they have Him." Second, analysis. The first reading. "I shall change the fate of Israel, my people." The third point. "I will raise up the fallen hut of David." David's reign is considered as the golden age of the Israelites because of his relationship with God, his uniting of the 12 tribes of Israel, and his widening of the Israel boundary. After David's reign, the Israel was gradually weakening, beginning with the division of the nation into two kingdoms. Then the northern kingdom was fallen into the Assyrian hands. And lastly, the southern kingdom was fallen into the Babylonian hands. The falling of David's life was caused by the king and the Israelites' disobedience. They didn't worship God, but followed after the Gentile foreign gods. They didn't keep God's law, but did whatever they wanted and listened to their Gentile queens. To help them to recognize and to return to the true love, God must let them to be fallen into their enemies' hands and to greatly suffer in exile. But it is God Himself who gave the scattered Israelites an opportunity to come back to their country so that they could rebuild the temple and reestablish their country when they recognized their sins, repented, and asked for God's mercy. The prophet Amos foresaw the future when God had mercy on the Israelites. They are not only recovered their lost country, but also widened their boundary and increased population. What the prophet wanted to emphasize here is that when the Messiah reign comes, he shall cause many nations to recognize and to believe in God. They shall be added to the Israelites and be counted as God's people. Second point. They shall never again be plucked from the land I have given them. The image which the prophet Amos used to describe what God shall bestow on the Israelites when they repent and reformed their life. They shall have food to eat and clothes to wear, because God shall bless their harvest. God shall recover for them what they have lost. I will bring about the restoration of my people Israel. They shall rebuild and inhabit their ruined cities, plant vineyards, and drink the wine. set out gardens and eat the fruits. I will plant them upon their own ground. Never again shall they be plucked from the land I have given them, say I, the Lord your God. They shall not have to worry what they plant without harvest. God shall protect them from their enemies, and they shall not be afraid to be on exile and slavery for their northern enemies. When God bring them home, they shall not be on exile anymore. Second, the gospel. Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? Third point, fasting must have a purpose. When people do anything, they do it for a purpose, not doing out of enthusiasm, nor according to fashion, nor because others are doing it. An example of doing things without a purpose was reported by Matthew in today's passage. The disciples of John approached Jesus and said to him, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast." His answer reminded the John Baptist disciples that one of purpose in fasting is for people to leave their relationship with God. If they are leaving that relationship as the disciples leave their relationship with Jesus, they don't need to fast yet. They shall fast when Jesus leaves them, or when they are living far away from God and want to return to Him. Second point, people must have a new spirit to receive a new doctrine. If people want to be advanced, they must have a spirit or an attitude to learn new things. If not, they shall hold on to what they have and refuse to change. Jesus gave two examples and invited people to consider. First, no one patches an old cloak with a piece of unshrunken cloth, for its fullness pulled away from the cloak, and the tear get worse. New cloth had a dilation stronger than old cloth, because it wasn't washed much. If one patched old cloth with a piece of unshrunken cloth, it shall dilate more and make the tear get worse. Second, people do not put new wine into old white skin. Otherwise, the skin bursts, the wine spills out, and the skin are ruined. Rather, they pour new wine into fresh wine skins, and both are reserved. A modern example helps us to understand easier. New software must be used with new computers because they require more memory space and a faster speed which old computers cannot meet. If a person tries to use new software with his old computer without updating, he shall only be failure. Similarly, in the intellectual area, in order to understand a tradition of a nation, the researcher must put himself in the local circumstance and thinking. If not, he shall never understand the local tradition, and he is easy to have a wrong judgment. In order to receive Jesus' new teaching, the audience must have a humble and opening attitude. If they think the law are perfect, as the scribes, they shall never want to receive Jesus' new teachings. Application in life. We should not be stubborn to stay in falsities and sins, but have a spirit of study and advance to recognize what needs to be discarded or changed for our life to be better. We should follow the Holy Spirit's guidance. He shall help us to recognize the truth from many falsities. He shall help us to correct our old man and to renew to be a new man. Amen.